So back over the holiday, Rochelle was traveling in to get a rental car. And she told me that the car reminded her of me.
Yeah.
Did I look like a car? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not that you looked like a car. The car had like all the bells and whistles. So every time...
So I remind you of a luxury automobile.
Okay, I don't know if I'd go that far. What I'm trying to say is, like, if the car in front of me moved and I didn't move right away, it would start beeping at me. And you do the same thing. You're like, the light is green. Go. I'm like, I just turned green.
So you're saying that the GPS assist thing reminds you of me being a backseat driver?
Yeah, a little bit. Oh. Yeah, when I go to get over, I put the blinker on, it would beep that there was a car next to me. You do the same thing. You're like, there's a car next to you. I'm like, no, I got it.
In 280 miles, you're going to need gas. That's me.
That's you.
Always worried about getting gas.
Ding, ding, bing, ding, bing.
You need an oil change in 4 years. I just want you to know right here, right now, in 4 years, you're going to need an oil change.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I was traveling by car myself, and I was stuck in traffic after Thanksgiving for, this is the Saturday after, for 8.5 hours for absolutely no reason. There were no accidents. There's no construction. It was just that many people on the road.
And how'd that make you feel?
Oh, very poor. Yeah, not good.
What did you do to pass the time?
I was on the phone. I was listening to music.
Okay.
I was texting you.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Ding, ding, beep, 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 ding.
You know what's funny, though, is that you start thinking, well, who can I call? Because you call one person, that goes for like 20 minutes, and you're like, well, who else can I call?
Right.
And then I go, yeah, I don't know if I want to talk to them.
Yeah.
And you think, yeah, I don't know if I want to talk to them. And by the way, I had a route I was supposed to go. I'm going. I drive around. I went on a second road. Mm-hmm. I drove about 15 minutes out of my way to try and avoid it, get stuck in traffic again. Oh, it's so stressful.
You should never take the alternate route. Just go the way that the map tells you to go. You're never going to get there any faster by trying to take the shortcut. The shortcut is never a shortcut.
I mean, you say that, but in the moment, when you see all the cars slowing down and there's an exit.
Yeah. You're just like the car. You are.
Turn right here. Okay.
No.
Okay. It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, ready for Tuesday. By the way, after some investigation, because I like to dwell on mistakes. When mistakes happen, I like to dwell on them. Mm-hmm. I like to think about them all day. Think about how we can ever prevent them from happening again.
Yes.
I'm like a crisis, a one-man crisis management center, okay?
Is that what you are?
So we had an issue yesterday. Where the microphone just turned off. There was like a little glitch in the control board, and it knocked us off for, I don't know, it was probably only 5-6 seconds or something like that.
If that.
But there's something, when it happens on the show, 5-6 seconds seems like 5-10 minutes, okay? And so I'm like, what is going on? It's one of those things like it's unexpected. So we're in the middle of doing what we're doing and you're in the moment and then it just went dead.
Everything's, quiet.
And I was like, oh, wait a minute. So then you just hit the button and hope that the next thing starts and it did. And I said, what is the problem? So we're going. Well, it turns out that he, meaning Vinny, was doing something and I think his finger shocked the board for a second. So it popped and that's why we didn't go off the air, but it knocked us off for a second. And he said, oh, I'm sorry. You know, these sneakers I got on, they tend to... Well, great.
It's an accident.
So I should have known. I thought all day long I'm beating myself up. I thought it was my fault. Or I thought it was something from God. Where there's nothing that could have happened. Nothing could have stopped it from happening. But it turns out it was just numbskull.
Well, it was an accident. He didn't mean to do it.
I know.
And it wasn't...
Smite me, you mighty smiter.
But I got to blame somebody, so I'm glad I can blame him.
Well,
and
what are you going to do?
Nothing.
I mean, I just don't...
Just make him feel bad.
I mean, you talk about how you're like crisis manager. Management. Are you actually handling your crisis by just placing blame?
No. What we need to do is we need a better one of those little mats on the floor. And I think, you know what? Part of it might be my fault, if I'm being honest, because as we mentioned, we had the wheels on the chair that I sit in and broke yesterday. So we rolled in a little chair from the office, and I wonder all the back and forth with the chairs coming in and out. Might have, you know, you get electricity in the rug. You know what happens? You know?
I don't know.
Hey, I almost got third-degree burned from that, all right? So well, I risked my life.
It's very dry in here. It's very dry.
It is.
It's okay. It was like 4 seconds. It was not
sounded
that big of
terrible.
A deal. It did not sound that bad.
And
honestly,
I'm trying to go to sleep at night. And I hate technical difficulties. It makes me crazy.
Of course. Nobody likes technical difficulties. That's not a fun thing to deal with in the morning, especially when it's early and you're half awake and then all of a sudden it's just quiet.
Well, can I get an I'm sorry, Vinny?
I mean, I don't know if you're getting one of those.
It was an accident.
It's all right. Fine.
I'm sorry you had me do something that I shouldn't have done. Yeah. You put me in control, Robbie. That's your fault.
I'm sorry that I have to work here with you, and that would be fine. And I'm sorry that you have to work with me also. I get that.
Listen, I say this to the kids, and I say it to you sometimes when we're talking about other things, but you never apologize for accidents. It was an accident. There was no harm that was meant to happen. You can be sorry.
How about he's sorry, that I'm so upset?
Say he's sorry to you. He didn't. He didn't do something to intentionally harm you.
Can't he?
Or the station.
You're telling me all the times I apologized to my parents for peeing to bed, I didn't need to?
No.
Yeah, probably not. But
no,
can't you
that's
say
an
that?
Accident.
Can't you say you're sorry that they had to clean it up? Because
sure.
You could say you feel bad. You feel sorry that they have to do something unpleasant, just like he could feel sorry that I was depressed, that I was.
Sure. You can feel sorry, like in the same sense.
In my own head, in my own woes.
Right. That I feel bad that you are going through that.
Yeah.
But not, I'm sorry, like I did something wrong. It was an accident.
Yeah, well, show me a little humanity, okay?
I'm sorry, Mr. Sir Robbie. I'll never do it again. Please let me eat tonight.
Are you being Tiny Tim?
No, I think he's being Oliver Twist.
Oh,
is that what
okay.
that is?
No idea. Just being a sad, pathetic little boy.
Well,
he's being himself when he was a child, huh?
Speaking of technical difficulties, now this is actually scary. Okay. Oh, the other night, by the way, we were driving home. We happened to see a car on fire.
Oh yeah.
On the side of the highway.
Talk about technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So we see a car on fire, and the police and. No, it looked like the guy got out because there were a bunch of people standing around, but they had the fire truck is there, and they're putting out the flames with the car. The engine is on fire.
Right.
And I said, what the hell do you think happened that would cause the car to catch fire? She says, well, you know, you get that light that comes on with the heat, the overheating.
You gotta put the coolant in the car.
Especially an older car, you know, it's got the older parts. Everything starts to go after, what do they say, 50,000 miles?
Something like that.
Lo and behold, we get in the car this morning and the light comes on. And we click the button because they get the weird graphic. I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know
it's
where
an
they.
Engine.
I don't know where they come up with these little things.
It's
is what it's supposed to look like? Look like an engine?
Yes, it's an engine.
It kind of looks like a dumbbell.
Like, sure, okay.
Like a
I
Planet
can see
Fitness
that.
Or something.
I could see that, yeah.
We click on the thing, and the little screen tells you what's wrong. It says you got to refill your coolant right away. I said, what's that? And Rochelle says, this is like we were talking about with the car last night. This is the coolant goes through the, is it the radiator or the transmission, and cools, flushes the engine,
the
keeps
engine.
It cool.
Yes.
Because I think if you go over, you know that little gauge here, if you go over 250 degrees.
Yeah, your car will overheat.
You can overheat, and your car catch fire like this guy we happen to see. So I start panicking. She's like, well, I'm sure it's fine for a good, at least 100 miles.
Well, our
like,
car-
we should pull over right now. 4 o'clock in the morning.
Our
know?
Car is very sensitive. It just
That's
is.
True.
And you're speaking to somebody who's driven beater cars my entire life. I know exactly what I'm doing. We got a bottle of water in the back if we need it. Like, you just pop the cork. You got to let it cool down before you open it. You're good to go. Like, I know what I'm doing. It's fine.
Again, this is a real nice car. And I'm really concerned about our safety. I'm worried about the engine. Not
just turn the heat up real high and let the air blow on you.
This is the kind of stuff that Rochelle comes up with. Just turn the heater on, it'll cool. It's like, where did you get this?
It cools the engine. It takes the heat off the engine and blows it on you, and you'll be sweating, but your engine will be fine. This is facts.
You get this from a YouTube video?
I mean, I got it somewhere, but it does work because I've had it happen to me before, so.
Did your car ever do this? We talk a lot about your poor old red car.
You don't want to. I mean, it's like a Christmas tree in my car.
What, the lights coming on?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'll be driving.
Dun, 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 dun. Your tire pressure is low and your engine is failing.
He got the red light, he's got the yellow one, the red one, they're all lit up. Oh, man.
Oh.
Well, hey, you know what? At least it's that time of year again. So your car is in season.
Yeah. You're festive.
All right, we got a lot to do this morning, so hashtag great. Mom Confessions. 7:20, 9:20, a brand new He Said.
She Said.
At 7:50, all coming up. Robbie and Rochelle, intern Vince, via his remote microphone in his bedroom. Paint the picture first. What do you see in front of your face right now?
Well, what do I see right in front of me?
Yeah, I'm picturing like a laptop, maybe a poster of some sort. What do you got?
I got a few posters. Maybe a Julian Edelman poster.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
That's not as weird as I thought.
No girls? Nah,
I get a lot
players.
Of hate for the Jules poster. Nobody likes the Patriots around here.
Is he still... Is he still playing for the Patriots, or does he?
No,
done?
He's retired.
That's what I thought.
Okay,
so he's,
but yeah, not much. It's pretty empty. I don't really want to explain because it's just gray walls, a single poster, my laptop, and this board.
It looks like the place where your mother is trying to kick you out of.
Yeah,
she's like, get everything out of here, make it as bare as possible.
Actually, when he puts it that way, it's like, you know, in the Mentalist, one of those cop shows where they go in and it's like the whole apartment's empty except for the wall where he's got pictures of the person he's going to murder. That's kind of what he makes.
One camping chair.
That's right. One camping chair.
A camping chair right now.
Not creepy at all.
Hello, Clarice. All right, we've never done this before. This is called Lyric or Lie. This is exciting. A brand new feature.
That's
imagine
fun.
We're this far down the road. We're still coming up with new, exciting features for you every single day.
Look at us go.
Isn't that amazing? So what I'll do is I'll give you a song lyric, and you tell me if this is real or if I just made it up.
Okay.
And the reason I chose these is because these are commonly misheard or misunderstood song lyrics.
Oh, okay. That's fun.
Okay. The song is from Elton John, Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
No, that's a lie. No, it's Tiny Dancer.
That is a lie.
Hold me closer, Tiny Dancer.
It's Tiny Dancer. This one's a little harder.
You wanted to say Tony Danza, didn't you? I heard it.
I almost did. I paused.
It is the number one most misheard lyric. That's amazing to me. People, not in a funny way, actually, why would he be singing about Tony Danza? It's amazing to me that people think that that's really
what
it is.
Tony Danza?
He's the guy from Who's the
Boss?
You
don't know Tony Danza is? Really?
Angela, hello.
I would have thought that Benny and the Jets would have been. I mean, nobody knows any of the words to that.
Biz, buzz, biz, up.
Exactly.
It's a good song when you're drunk at karaoke.
Hey, you. Right. I'm going to mumble.
Lyrics or lie. Here's one. This is from Uncle Cracker. Okay. Give me the Beat Boys and free my soul.
Give me the.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
That is true.
Beach Boys?
Want to get lost in your rock and roll.
He's right. It is true. But you just did what most people do. It is
the
second.
Beach Boys?
According to this is from a website I found, this Best of Life. And they say it's the second most misunderstood lyric. People think it's Give Me the Beach Boys.
I thought that's what it was.
And Free My Soul. But it's not. It's Give Me the Beat Boys.
Whoops.
This is an AC/DC song. Dirty Deeds and My Thunder Jeep. Lyric
dirty
or lie?
Dirty that's Deeds and they're done. Dirt cheap.
There you go. That is the correct one.
I'm going. I'm going to stop.
How about TLC, Waterfalls? Remember that song from the 90s?
Of course.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
That's right.
Like the rivers and streams you're used to.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Yeah. Wow,
that is correct.
That was
rough. But apparently this is the fourth most misunderstood lyric of all time. Again, I'm just not making this what people think. It's don't go chasing waterfalls.
Like Jason Waterfalls.
Sounds like a porn star, doesn't it? Jason Waterfalls?
Yeah.
Ew.
How about one from Justin Timberlake, NSYNC? It's going to be May.
Oh, no.
It's Trick question. That could really... it's going to be May.
It's going to be May.
It's going to be May. Dearly beloved.
He just says me very weird.
Well, this one I think everybody knows. There's, from Purple Haze, Excuse Me While I Kiss the Sky. People think it's Kiss This Guy. I think I'll ever... No one knew that?
Oh. No, what? I thought it was...
You know that song, Purple Haze?
Kiss the Sky does not make sense.
Excuse Me While I Kiss the Sky, S-K-I. People think, Excuse Me While I Kiss This Guy. All right, one more. This is ABBA Dancing Queen. You know, Mamma Mia and all that?
Yes.
See that girl? Watch her scream, kicking the dancing queen. Lyric or lie? See that girl? Watch her scream.
Watch the scene?
That's right.
It's not kicking the dancing queen.
See that girl, watch that scene. We're digging the dancing queen.
Digging the dancing queen.
So there you go. Lyric or lie. We've never done it before, and clearly we'll never do it again because that was really a waste of everybody's time. There you go. It's like every day is Mother's Day, at least at 7:20 and 9:20 for hashtag mom. God bless. We have moms, sometimes moms just like you, who use that hashtag, send us a thought and a little observation, a happenstance. They use the hashtag at any of our socials, and then we search them every morning, and we share them just like this at 7:20 and 9:20. Hashtag mom, M-O-M mom. Sometimes featuring non-moms and dads.
At Real Life Mommy 3 said, you know you're a mom if you only use your iron for craft projects.
Yeah.
That's so true.
You got a little t-shirt business in the garage.
I don't even know if we own an iron, honestly.
No, I don't think we do.
At Chatty Chris said, there's an urban legend going around that one time a kid went on a 20-minute car ride without a tablet or a fidget toy.
Yeah, it was called 10 years ago. That's what that
probably
was.
At True Blue Devil said, my daughter kept trying to interrupt my work call to tell me something, so I put my boss on hold to listen to her, because that's called priorities, right? And then she forgot what she was going to say, and that's called having kids.
I don't understand, and I don't mean to be insensitive. I really don't.
Uh-huh.
But I don't understand these people who know that they are working from home.
Mm-hmm.
They know that they have kids in the house.
Yeah.
They know that there is nobody else in the house to watch the kids.
Okay.
So what they do is they say, I got a 20-minute Zoom call. I'm going to close the door and assume that the toddler is not going to open the door and come running in and interrupt the Zoom call. I don't understand why you don't see this happening.
You don't see it coming.
No, you know, like when you watch Marcus Funniest Home Videos, you see this kid, he's like, I'm going to ride a skateboard off a tree stump. You know it. I know it. We all know it's not going to turn out well. Why, if you're on a Zoom, do you just let the kids run wild, close the door, and hope for the best? I just don't get it.
The best thing to do is just address the issue that there's a child in the house and that there will be interruptions.
Having said this, we had that happen with our cat.
We did. Yeah.
So maybe I should just shut up, you know?
Probably.
All right. Hashtag mom.
God,
720, 920. Could hear yours. This is the time of year, if we wanted to, we could do an old community bulletin board that went on for 5 or 6 minutes. There's that much going on.
Yes.
So thank you for sending these in. We do our best to get to all the big ones we can. If you get an event you think we ought to share, if you get a charity event especially this time of year, if you're giving back to the community, we like to share these things. You can send it to us on our Facebook page or on our page in the website. There's a holiday craft and vendor event to support local Point Pleasant Volunteer Fire Department happening on December 12th between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the Firehouse Memorial Drive. Over 30 vendors and crafters. It's station75.org for all the info. That's going to be a pretty big firehouse. They get 30 vendors.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, maybe everyone's outside.
Yeah, but still, that seems like
a chilly.
That's a big parking lot
to
get going
there.
Want to take some photos with Santa Claus? Sure you do. You go to Jenks at the South Arcade this Saturday starting at 3:30, plus half-price arcade games all day long. Jenkins.com for the details on that. That'd be fun. Get into a little Cruising USA match with Santa Claus.
A little skee-ball action.
Sure.
Love it.
I feel like Santa would be pretty lousy at skee-ball because when his belly hanging over on the table. I feel like I might have it because I'm not very good at skee ball. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of air hockey.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about? How low is his belly hanging?
I'm thinking of air hockey.
Yes.
For some reason, I always confuse him. Maybe a little whack-a-mole. That
there
might
you
be
go.
Fun. Get his
there
beard caught in there. Downtown Toms River annual Winter Wonderland weekend is kicking off on Friday with their tree lighting. Then Saturday and Sunday, the courtyard at Town Hall is transformed into a winter village with craft vendors, kids activities, holiday music, and a whole lot more. Free admission. Downtown Toms River on Facebook. Just search those very words for all the details. And by the way, the boss is on the move this weekend. If you want to find out more, just click the event page, 1071theboss.com, for all of those. Just a couple of things we thought you had to know this morning. It's Robbie, Rochelle, with intern Vince. I'm going to preface this by asking, your dad is a cop, right?
Yes.
So does he do the speed detail, you know, the speed enforcement? Or has he moved beyond that?
What's that called? What is
patrolling.
That? Traffic patrol, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like, and I don't mean this as a snarky remark. This is just, I don't know the answer to it. Would that be something you do when you're starting out as a policeman and then you work your way up so you don't have to sit? Because I imagine it's pretty boring for a policeman to have to sit there in the car and wait for somebody to speed by so they can go get them, right? It's probably a lot more exciting to be a detective on the beat, you know, like the Law and Order kind of stuff. So is this like a, is this something you do as a new recruit? Or what's the deal?
You might watch too many movies, Robbie.
Well, do you know anything about this? Like, how do you get assigned a speed trap duty?
So basically, you do that for probably most of your years. Like, when you start out, you're going to have to do graveyard shifts.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's mostly just, you know, traffic, but also just going to complaints. You know, someone's at a bar is fighting. You're going to have to go check that out.
So they give you a little bit of everything is what you're saying.
Well, you do a little bit of everything.
Okay.
I would guess because depending on where you're at, some areas are going to have more crime than others. So like if you're in an area that it's a low crime, well, I mean, what else are you going to do?
You got to nail him for speeding,
well,
right?
That's what I'm saying. What else are you going to do?
Son, can you please keep your basketball off old man Johnson's lawn? He really hates that.
Right. There's only so many cats in the trees. You know, it's
I think that's the fire department.
Whatever.
You might be confusing it with the fire department.
They help.
No, but for real, I think half of it is just sitting in there kind of waiting for someone to break the law.
The other
half is paperwork.
Right. I'm trying to imagine what that's like to be sitting there. And then the determination, I mean, how many of us have, you know, there's a 45-mile-an-hour zone, and you're going 50. Usually, you won't get nabbed for that. I mean, once in a while, you get a cop that wants to, you know, be that way.
Yeah.
But usually, if you're just a couple miles over, so I wonder how fast you have to go before they're like, this is the guy, I'm going after him, right? Like, even if you go 10 miles over, or let's say you're on a highway, right, and the speed limit's 65 or something like that, and you're going by at like 80, most of the time, you're probably going to get away with it. If they see you tap the brakes, you're like, all right,
or
he slowed down.
Or keeping up with the flow of traffic.
Keeping up with the flow of traffic. Mm-hmm. But like, how fast do you have to go for the cop to be like, oh my God, let me drop my donut. We got to go.
Wow.
We got to go right now. I don't know. Well, I bring all of this up. It's funny you mentioned graveyard shift because we're driving in this morning and we took a route we never took before to get to the building. I don't know how this happened, but we went by one of those old cemeteries. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just they're kind of sad to drive by them because, you know, the stones are old and it looks like no one's been there for a while. One of those deals.
So everything's just a little bit spooky.
These are the crazy ideas you have in your head. I don't know if it was spooky, but I mean, certainly those are not the most pleasant places to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, the gate was open and we saw the, you know, the lights in the side of the car.
The reflectors.
Yeah, so I happen to be paying attention looking out the window and I see that the cop has pulled into the graveyard, the path into the graveyard, the you know, the road, right?
Yeah.
And he's there. So that's where he's hiding out to nail people speeding. So first of all, who's speeding by a graveyard? Oh, you, because you're scared of your own shadow. Secondly, I'm like, how low can you go? You're trying to nail people, give them a ticket. You're in an historic graveyard. I just thought that was terrible.
Well, I don't know if he's trying to nail people for speeding. I think he's trying to get a nap in.
Maybe that's true.
I didn't think about that. It's pretty early. It's a quiet place. Hopefully,
it's been working since midnight. Yeah. Give him a break.
If you see a cop on the side of the road, you just assume they're there for speed enforcement. Mm-hmm. But maybe that wasn't what it was at all. Maybe he was just in the Halloween spirit.
Has your dad ever told you any crazy stories about pulling people over or having to sit and wait for someone?
No, but I actually have one of when I was in the car.
When you were in the car?
Oh, yeah.
So he let you ride shotgun in the car?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
That seems
illegal. Is that okay? Are you allowed to do that?
I went on ride-alongs with him occasionally. Maybe just because he forgot a babysitter.
Fifth Lieutenant Vince.
Well, he was going to try and drop us off when he got a call he had to answer. Mm. And so he had to take us with him.
So you were in the car when he went to go arrest? Was it an arrest?
So he threw my sister and I up in the front seat. And then some guy was just chilling in the back and he had to take him to the jail.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding me.
The guy's in the cuffs in the back.
So weird.
I feel like I would have been scared.
He riding shotgun. He's still taller as a little kid than Kevin Hart.
Oh, yeah.
Podcast is posted, streaming, on demand, anytime you want it, wherever you get your podcasts, or right on our page on the website. So please, go give it a listen. We've got a whole bunch of them up there for you. A couple of things trending this morning we thought you'd like to know. Now, this is pretty remarkable. Let's not have a whole political discussion about people coming to the country illegally, okay? I understand that that's a major issue. But you got to give this gentleman credit. Over the weekend, authorities at Miami International Airport, because it's always Florida, discovered a stowaway in the landing gear of a plane that was coming to Florida from Guatemala. The man was amazingly okay and able to talk to first responders. Now, he did come to the country illegally, so obviously he was detained, and I get that. But you got to admit, that is pretty remarkable that he was able to stow away in the landing gear. I mean, that's almost like...
How does that happen?
That's like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Total Recall or something hanging on to the axle of the plane.
Can we Google how long that flight is? That's got to be like...
I'm going to go ahead and tell you, it's about 3.5 hours.
So he held on to the landing gear while 30,000 feet in the air.
No, he wasn't underneath.
Did he have a space mask on? How does your head not explode?
No, he was just wearing his clothes.
I don't understand.
They didn't say he had no extra gear.
No space suit.
No parachute in case he fell off. Nothing like that.
My
no food,
gosh.
No water for 3.5 hours. No bathroom.
Wow.
There's probably some guy driving along. He thinks it's a pigeon. Splat. Right.
No.
So I wonder if there shouldn't be some. Listen, if you could do this feat of strength, we'll consider giving you some citizenship.
Sure.
If you want to come here that bad.
Sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll think about it. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, listen, don't get upset that I'm saying that. You got to admit it's impressive. The guy hands
That's
on.
That's impressive.
I think we have some audio on this, actually.
So you've got these four huge wheels and this massive landing gear right here. And when this landing gear retracts, probably less than a foot of space wide to really fit into it.
Yeah, that's right, because the wheels lift up when they take off. Man, he must have been.
Oh,
can you imagine that feeling, seeing I hope I've squeezed in here with enough room? Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Well, I have some bad news for you. Matthew McConaughey, in a follow-up to a story we brought you yesterday, has said officially he is not running for governor of Texas next year, although he is leading both the Republican and the Democrat. Were he to run, he said in a new Instagram video at Matthew McConaughey, he is not going to run at this moment.
Over the past 2 years, I've been working on the answer to the question of how I can be most useful in this life goal.
I'll tell you what you do, Matthew. You just keep being you. Just be you and everything will be just fine. Thank you, Matthew McConaughey, for being in all of our lives.
That's true.
Well, Kanye posted a 5-minute video begging Kim Kardashian to come back to him to, quote, put their family back together. He is said to be very upset about the Kim-Pete Davidson relationship that's going on.
All I think about every day is how I get my family back together.
And that's well and good, and it's none of my business what happens, but why is there a choir? Why is there a choir?
Because he leads a church. Don't you know this? He actually leads a church ceremony, service every single Sunday.
And that's fine,
that's
but why are we co-opting the choir to perform for your Instagram video?
Because he's Kanye.
I know.
He can do that.
See, Kanye, this is why people really don't like you. This is what it is. Is that's obnoxious. It's great that you speak to a congregation. That's great. It's great that you miss your ex-wife. I get all of that.
Uh-huh.
But don't have the choir get involved in your Instagram video. What are you doing? Boy, that's stressful. You know who I like maybe more than Matthew McConaughey? The Rock. Can we all agree The Rock is awesome?
100%.
He surprised the theater of people. Now, it's only in limited release because it's on the Netflix machine there, but that Red Notice movie is out.
Oh, yeah.
He's in that with the Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
I want to show you something real quick.
Yes.
I got this. I wrote this card for you. It's a little thing.
So there he is handing out concessions in the parking lot, greeting people as they come into the theater.
That would be so amazing. I think I would cry if I walked up to The Rock. I don't even know. What would your reaction be if you just walked up, you're just getting popcorn, and there's The Rock?
That's what Instagram is for.
There you go.
Not a choir.
There you go.
You take a picture with The Rock, and you're like, guess what happened to me? You don't believe me? Here's the picture.
No filter.
It doesn't say where that happened, but anyway, he was standing outside of a movie theater, so that's pretty cool. Want to take a guess as to the most expensive music video ever created?
I have no idea.
Now, I would have guessed Thriller.
That's what I was thinking, was Michael Jackson's Thriller. There's a lot of people on that, too.
I would be half right. It is a Michael Jackson video. It's his song Scream that featured Janet Jackson from 1995. Number two, Express Yourself by Madonna, followed by her song from the James Bond movie, Die Another Day. So you got Michael and Madonna all in the top three.
Interesting. Okay. Britney's not on that list at all, huh?
Britney's not on that list.
Poor Brit.
In Sync with the Strings didn't cost too much money.
No. Just tie him to some strings.
Yeah.
Call it good.
What was that video for Come On Eileen where the guy's running around? He's just in the street and wearing nothing but, what do you call those farmer overalls?
Overalls. That's what you call them. Yeah. They're overalls.
Well, that's what he's wearing. So that was a little lower budget. Aren't you glad I brought that up?
Yes.
Well, more bad news for LeBron James. He's been fined $15,000. For a second, I thought it was $1,500. It's $15,000 for grabbing his private parts after he hit a three-pointer against the Pacers. This is after he accidentally smacked, he says accidentally.
Uh-huh.
Accidentally smacked Isaiah Stewart of the Pistons in the face.
Whoops.
You ever get beat up when you were a kid in school?
No.
You ever have a bully bother you?
No. Have you met me? No.
Well, I've had that happen to me.
Okay.
And that's where they push you and knock you down the stairs and go,
sure.
He tripped. That's kind of what LeBron pulled, you know?
Well, you know, I don't think $15,000 is really going to be too much off of his shoulders. He'll be fine.
Well, that's $15,000 he doesn't have, though.
That's true.
This is interesting. There's a new survey from Insider.com. The average person says they decide if they like a Christmas gift they've just opened within 14 seconds.
Really?
I would have thought it'd be even quicker than
me
that.
Me too. I guess it depends on the gift.
You're going to know right away just how ugly that tie
is. Yeah, exactly.
Number one boss. I don't like it.
This was not on my list.
84% of people say they're always thankful for receiving a gift, even if it stinks.
Oh, I'm not a person.
I don't think I agree with that either.
I'm that person who's like, oh, you shouldn't have wasted your money. Not a big deal.
I'll regift it. A poll from Monster.com. I love these polls from these websites.
Yeah.
Found the perfect job, according to a number of Americans, would be a 26-hour work week.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
$60,000, 29 days of vacation, plus your birthday, plus holidays, and no more than a 17-minute commute.
Yeah, that doesn't suck.
Okay.
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 I can be on board with that.
There's no joke there. We're just agreeing with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And question for you. Still got Thanksgiving leftovers in the fridge? Of course you do.
Of course.
You've had the cranberry sauce, the stuffing. Maybe the turkey, you've eaten all that. You get those green beans left.
Ugh.
There's some veggie that nobody really wanted, okay? Or there's some side that someone, you know, the neighbors brought over and no one wanted to eat it because you weren't sure what the hell it was.
The mashed potatoes got the water going on the top of it.
According to the USDA, turkey, stuffing, potatoes, yams, pumpkin pie, all of them only last 3 to 4 days in the fridge. After that, you run the risk of getting food poisoning, so throw it away.
What's your thought on that?
Bring it to my house. I'll eat it for you. Tuesday celebrity birthday file, Kaylee Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory. She's 36 today. Also turning 36, Mrs. John Legend, Chrissy Teigen, Clay Aiken. You remember him from American Idol?
Oh, yeah.
He had a great song, I'm Invisible. He's 43.
Now he is invisible.
See, I knew you were going to say that.
You did not.
And I like Clay Aiken. He's a talented guy. Ben Stiller celebrates today. Billy Idol, my arch nemesis.
You love Billy.
He is 66. Gone but not forgotten, Dick Clark and Winston Churchill. Oh, and Mark Twain, all born on this date.
Hmm.
And no, Winston Churchill is not just the guy from that Netflix show. Today is the National Day of Giving. Giving what? Oh, giving back?
Like giving, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like charitable giving?
Like, what am I expected to give now? Is this a tax?
No.
And National Personal Space Day. Yeah, respect my personal space. Yeah. Don't make me give anybody anything, okay?
Why don't you give me some personal space?
Fine.
Okay?
Fine.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
We had a caller yesterday that was talking about taking her engagement photos.
Yeah.
Let's talk wedding, shall we?
Okay.
If you could go back and change one thing about your wedding, or if you say to yourself, I'd go back, I'd change one thing about my wedding, I would do what? What would you change? What would you do?
Mm.
Now, I know for us, it would be we'd hire a videographer.
Yeah.
A videographer? A videographer? Is it video or videographer?
Videographer.
Videographer.
Yes. Yeah, I would do that. I'd probably get a different dress.
Now, here was my thinking. Well, wait a minute. Hang on.
Oh, sorry.
Let's unpack this one at a time.
Okay.
My thinking was that it was like 10 grand to have the guy there with the videotape all day.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Am I exaggerating? Maybe not by much, right?
Maybe not 10 grand, but I think for like the videographer and the photographer together, it was like between seven and 10 grand.
So we figured that people are going to take video on their phone. Yeah. And how much are they really going to, you know, what? We're getting someone to come take pictures. Mm-hmm. So what's really going to be missed with the people at the bar, people doing the conga, you know? I figure it would be just fine. But now in retrospect, you think it would be so nice to have everybody's little snippets of their conversations.
Right. That's all we would have now. So that's like something, anybody who asks for advice, I'm always like, make sure
all
you
the people
don't...
that came to our wedding are dead. So it'd be nice to see them.
No, that's terrible. You better knock on wood or something. Wow.
It's a joke.
That's awful.
Okay, it's a joke. But, you know, joking aside, there is a time where that starts to happen, and people that you knew are gone, or they move away, or you don't see them anymore. Mm-hmm. It would be nice to have the video. So if there's anything I could change, that is number one. Why would you change your dress?
I don't know. I feel like...
You didn't like your dress?
No, I mean, I did.
Do you know what that dress cost?
Yes, I do.
So what is this about? This is the first I've ever heard you say
that. No, I love my dress. I feel like I just didn't take enough time to go and I just... The first time I went and looked... I was with your mom and your sister, and it felt like a special kind of moment, and we were in a special place. So
it was a special moment because you bought a dress before I proposed to you. See, it left me with little choice. I feel like it was
that was part of it, too.
Diabolical move.
I was there, so I had to get it so that I could make sure that I'm sealing the deal here. But in retrospect, I wish I would have spent a little more time and maybe tried on some more things. And
so you look back at pictures, you did not like your dress.
Maybe, I don't know if it's I don't like my dress or I don't like me. Like, maybe I wanted a different, like, you know, body, different person, but I think I just wish I would have spent more time.
Rochelle has her stunt double getting married today.
Yeah.
She'll be watching from a nice chair with her headphones on watching the screen.
I think I wish I just would have tried on more. That's
all. I would have changed what I wore because I wore a white sport coat.
Yeah.
With white loafers. Mm-hmm. And I thought that would be kind of a slick James Bondy kind of thing. And I look like a fat marshmallow. So I probably
would. No, you didn't.
So maybe if we do this again and renew vows, we both should go with a more classic look.
I think that's a good idea.
All right. So if you can change something, you go back and change something about your wedding. Now, I know we're excluding people. If you're single, you know, you've never been married.
Sure.
There's not much you can say here. But so for the people in our audience here that have been married before mm-hmm. or are married right now, you go back and change something about your wedding. What would you change? So if you could go back and you could change something about your wedding, one thing about your wedding. What would you change? We just learned moments ago that Rochelle did not like her wedding dress, which is stunning to me. I had no idea about it. And that's fine. I just did not know this.
It's not that I didn't like it.
Because I'd like to point out, you went to the place and had one of the stylists from Say Yes to the Dress. We are not kidding about that.
No, I did.
You went to New York for this.
I did.
And did a big fancy deal.
I did.
And this guy's now a television star.
He is.
Rochelle was unimpressed with the dress.
No, that's not what I said. I just said I wish I would have tried on more. I wish I would have taken more than the 2 hours to find my dress.
Can I ask a question?
No.
Answer honestly.
What?
Did this have to do with my mother?
No.
Because my mother was shopping with you. Did she intimidate you? Did she
Sure, she intimidated me.
My mother takes forever as well.
She does, but mom is someone who does know style. Like, she does. She creates.
Did she pick this dress? Because that's true. Yes. I don't know if we've ever mentioned this. My mother teaches fashion design, so she does have a very good eye.
She does.
Did she recommend this dress, or was this your pick?
Here's the thing. When you go...
That's a yes.
No, she didn't pick it out because when you go, there's so many dresses there that they just bring them into you. And so she didn't. But when I came out, she gave me the encouragement that she really liked this one more so than the other ones that I had
And I know you would trust her opinion because it is what she does for a living.
And she's very honest. When she didn't like one, she was like, no.
Take it off.
No, that's too tight. That's too long. That's too short.
So what's the problem?
I just feel like I want, maybe because we're so far out from it now, I just want another. I don't know.
You know how you go to Applebee's and you tell them it's your birthday and they come and sing to give you a free piece of cake or whatever?
Yeah.
Why don't we do that and get new pictures taken and we'll just recreate a wedding? Let's just go to a church on a weekend. Anybody can walk in, right? We'll just tell the guy, look, we're taking pictures. This is our new wedding. Hey, Mr. Priest, will you please help us out?
Would you actually do that?
Well, I mean, we'll pay for it. Yeah, wouldn't that be kind of fun?
That would be awesome.
We'll just pretend it's our wedding day and we'll get the perfect stuff.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
Best
without all the
ever.
Stress of the wedding, I think that's great.
All right. But this has really nothing to do about us. We're asking other people, which is why the phone lines of Facebook are open.
Hannah said, just the weather. My wedding happened the day of a storm, and we were completely rained out from every outdoor picture, so all of my pictures have the same background.
It's good luck when it rains on your wedding
day. It's good luck. It's not. It's the worst.
That's what people say when it rains on your wedding day.
Pam said, we did way too much DIY and ended up costing us more than if we just would have had it done, and the stress was ridiculous. And David said, the bride. Cool, David. Cool.
We should do a meme of my head that just says, DIY, always the wrong answer.
Always the wrong answer.
Always pay a guy, okay? Here's Melissa in Ocean Grove.
I would not let my mother do anything.
That's a great point.
Or your mother-in-law.
I would say we basically threw ours for my mother and father because it was mostly their friends and cousins I've never met before that were invited.
What did your mother do that kind of ruined your wedding?
What didn't she do? I mean, it was kind of like, she basically lived vicariously through me. Everything that she didn't get to do at her wedding.
Oh, that's tough.
We talking like bridesmaids, dress colors, all those things? She picked all of that and you went along with it?
Yeah. I felt bad. It was, her wedding was pretty lame. So I was like, yeah, sure, Mom. Okay, great.
Well, you're a great daughter.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tabitha in Hillsdale?
I would change, I think, having more pictures taken before the ceremony and the reception, because it was just, you feel like a little more rushed when you're doing things after the ceremony. I would definitely just like start a little bit earlier and get those kinds of pieces of business taken care of a little earlier.
We were just talking about this the other day. We have never really seen our cocktail party because we had a little bite before we came out into the reception for our first dance and all that business. And so
there's a whole portion of our wedding that we missed.
A whole hour that we paid for that we've never seen. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Right. Exactly.
It's He Said, She Said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
We're talking weddings, matrimony, bliss, wedded bliss today. If you can go back and change one thing about your wedding, you would change what?
Kathy said, I would have picked a different dress. I got married in 82, and every picture looks like I got married in 1982.
We're talking a dress with shoulder pads,
I'm
is my guess.
So.
We got the Delta Burke look
right.
Going.
Yeah. Got the little tassels on it.
Google it, kids. Just Google it.
Sherry said, I would have walked slower down the aisle. It was my moment, and I was too nervous to enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
And Brandon said, no open toasts. It was a total shit show up there and went on for almost an hour. Got some great stories, though.
Can you imagine just letting anybody and everybody get up?
I don't know why.
This is not a celebration of life. It's a wedding.
Yeah, no open toasts at all. Like, you've got to, you designate that to like one, maybe two people who you trust, and that's it.
Although I would be fascinated to imagine who, and I can only think of our wedding, I can only imagine who would have stood up and said something. It'd probably be a person we least suspect, right?
I don't know. Grayson probably would have gotten up there, and he was only like two at the
Grayson
time.
Was asleep about 10 minutes in. He wanted no part of any of it. And I don't think it's because it was three. I think it's because he was bored.
I think your Uncle Joe would have gotten up.
Yeah, maybe.
That would have been a fun
He
speech.
Was also asleep about halfway through the party, to be honest with you. Maybe one of the criminals we had there.
Yo, stop it. No. No.
It's a joke.
No.
It's a joke.
Sort of.
Beth in Keensburg?
I'd have to say the aisle. I did not have a center aisle. I got married in a church that had what was very contemporary. Had the side aisles that go down. It was like a, I don't know, like an octagon shaped church.
Yeah,
oh, okay,
sure.
I always wanted to experience walking down a center aisle as a bride.
I get that.
You ever been to Disney World or anything like that, and you see some of those shows, and they got, Mickey appears behind you, like, where is he? Is he back here? Then you miss it. I can only imagine what it must have felt like to be at a wedding like that.
Well, that's exactly how it was. Everyone was like, where's the bride? Where's the bride? I remember people wondering where I was, like where I was going to enter from, because there was no center aisle.
That makes sense. That's
but
interesting.
Other than that,
well, I hope you never have to do it again.
Later and 18 years later and a divorce.
Oh.
Get married again.
Well, I spoke too soon.
Forget the aisle. If you do
I'll
it again, go to the beach.
Yeah.
I will get my center aisle someday. Mark my word.
There you go.